And we still have emergency triple team traffic coverage. Here's Ricky Meese.
And we're probably going to dump out of it after this, but for right now, you're still going to see some delays. Eastbound on the 21st South Freeway, it starts right about 5600 West, but by the time you're passing Bangor Highway, you are all clear. We're looking good on the westbound side of the 21st South Freeway as well, with good speeds returning from I-15 out to Magna, and no problems, I-215's West Belt. Dave Meekum?
If you're going to make the drive out of downtown southbound on I-15, you're going to be in fairly good shape until you get down to the south interchange. That's where you're going to pick up the delays, and then you're going to be in that heavy traffic down past 90 south. Getting over the point into Utah County, more slow traffic waiting for you as you come past SR 92 and down past 2100 north in Lehigh. Mark?
Northbound I-15, it's really not, didn't even get that bad. We had earlier wreck northbound about 1000 north, Rose Park area, northbound I-15. Now that is long since cleared. So right about 2300 north, Warm Springs is the only sluggish volume left until you get to Burton Lane, and then you're slow in Davis County up to Hillfield Road. That is even lighter than normal. 50% of Utah's professional MBA students receive promotions, and students average a 30% salary increase by graduation. The best investment you can make is in yourself. Now's the time. Visit PMBAUtah.com. Mark Jackson at the KSL Traffic Center.